This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live. It is another night of fun here where you can participate, take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. My first night back from a weekend in Austin, Texas at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. I'm Ian.
I'm Michael.
I'm Vincent.
And you can, of course, join us toll-free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's been a lot in the news that, we really haven't had a chance to cover because the shows have been recorded essentially for the last 3 days. There was an hour last night that was live, but Saturday, Sunday, Monday was almost all coverage from the conference.
I was wondering why you guys wouldn't take my call. I'm on hold for 3 hours each night. Didn't
Right. So anyway, toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, or you can jump into our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. The social network Gab has been taken offline by its web host. And this is because of a shooting that went down over the weekend, which I'm sure most people listening probably already heard about. I didn't hear about it until Sunday because I was so deep in this this Bitcoin conference, didn't even know what was going on. You know how it is when you're at these conferences, whether it's Portfest or whatever, you just kind of get disconnected from the outside world, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. So we can go straight into your phone calls, though. First up, it's Ron in New York to start things out. Ron, you're listening via TuneIn. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to talk about the midterms, which are a week away. Obviously, I live in upstate New York, and I got to say, Larry Sharpe is gaining a lot of momentum here because I go to college, and I was shocked at how many people on the campus knew who Larry Sharpe was.
Really?
And I've talked to people outside. Like, there was a guy, I was on the campus, and there was a guy walking around with a Larry Sharpe sign, handing out pieces of paper to people. And there have been plenty of people outside of college, too.
But was he hired by the campaign to be there, or was he just like a random college guy who happens to
support? I think he was a random college guy. And
did you talk to him?
Yeah, I talked to him a little bit. And I talked to some other people that, you know, who outside of the college who know nothing about politics.
Now, Larry Sharpe is the libertarian candidate. Have there been any polls recently regarding Larry Sharpe? Because I heard they finally put the candidate here who's a libertarian in New Hampshire on a poll, and it was like 1%. But they hadn't even asked a question about her previously, so it was the first time ever. And right now, actually, here in New Hampshire, Daryl W. Perry and Jackie are out at a protest where there are at least a dozen protesters outside in the cold, the nighttime of the cold in New Hampshire, outside at the WMUR debate, because they will not allow, they have not set fair debate rules at all. So even though there's a libertarian qualified for the ballot, along with the Democrat and the Republican, they're requiring that all candidates have $25,000 in the bank before a raise or whatever, before they will allow them into the debate. And that's not all. They're also requiring that they get 12% in a poll. And, of course, they have certain requirements on what those polls are supposed to be done. But, yeah, so that's what's going on here, Ron.
Well, there's a poll here in New York that shows Larry Sharpe as high as 13% in one of the polls. And I think part of what's happening is a lot of not just libertarians but hardcore conservatives are moving more towards Larry Sharpe, because I've talked to a lot of people that are typically, you know, not libertarian, are typically conservative, and they're voting for Larry Sharpe because the Republican we have here, he supports what's known as the SAFE Act, which essentially put more restrictions on guns in New York, and it was like some of the toughest gun laws in the country, and the Republican somehow does not support repealing it, so most Republicans here in the upstate in New York tend to support repealing the SAFE Act, but because Larry Sharpe supports repealing it and the Republican doesn't, a lot of Republicans and even a lot of Trump supporters are moving towards Larry Sharp.
Yeah, so it looks like there was only one poll that actually included Larry Sharp, at least this according to Wikipedia, the one you cited, appears to have been funded by Larry Sharp. So that's interesting. The other polling companies completely apparently leaving him out, it appears. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, well, the Siena College poll would not let him out. But I got to say, I've talked to a ton of people, and I'm shocked at how many people know who Larry Sharp is. In our plan, because I did a poll, you know, at my college, and more people were voting for Larry Sharp than they were for the Republican. And I was
now, how many people when you did your poll did you talk to?
How many did I talk to? Like about 20 or so.
Okay.
So it wasn't like a professional poll, but I talked
certainly
to.
Certainly not.
But I just.
And
kinda,
where did you encounter? Where was it that you encountered the people for your poll?
At my college.
Okay, just like, where were you, though? Were you, like, at, like, the Quad, kind of like one of those places where people can do, like, political tabling and you kind of expect that?
No, what I did was, I just walked around and I asked people. So, like, I went to, I went into one building and I asked a couple people and then I went into another building and then I asked a couple
other people. How many people did it take, just curious to the methodology here, how many people did it take to get to 20? Meaning, was it 20 people that actually answered the poll? Did you have to ask 80?
It was 20 people that answered the poll, yeah.
How many people did not answer the poll?
There were like, maybe like 10% of people said they were undecided or weren't going to vote.
But how many people ignored you completely?
How many people ignored me?
Yeah.
Not many, because what I did was I asked them, I said, like, who are you voting for? And typically they say, yes, or I'm not voting at all.
So you just opened up straight up with a question. You didn't open up like, can I ask you about blah, blah, blah. You just said, hey, who are you voting for?
Who are you voting for? That is so obnoxious.
I started by asking... Well, I did ask them first. I said, do you plan to vote this year? And if they said yes, I'd say, do you plan to vote in the governor's race this year? And then if they said yes, I would ask that. I would move on.
Of the people you asked, do you plan to vote this year, how many of them said no and ended the conversation right then?
Maybe like 7 or so.
Okay. I'm surprised. I would figure many people would, just sort of knowing people, many people would just say no or just not even, you know, respond to questions like that. I think that I know what you said, Vincent, that it was annoying or whatever, but that's what you got to do to get people to ask, you know, answer questions. You've got to kind of get in their way and you've got to stop them somehow from going about their day. Because almost everybody's going somewhere to do something, right? Whether they're on a college campus or they're walking down Main Street, somebody's going somewhere unless they're just a homeless person sitting in the park and they have absolutely nothing to do. In which case,
Well, I feel strongly about it because as a college student in a battleground state, as they call it, like here, this thing here that I'm going to talk about, this pamphlet, I got, which from a non-partisan voting group, I got 3 of these today. Right, I only had two classes, 4 hours of class. I was on campus for like 7 hours, and I get the same thing by the same people. Keep giving me these.
I want to get into what that is here. So, Ron, it's interesting. I appreciate you sharing, you know, your experiences. Obviously, you're optimistic. Has Larry Sharp run before? Was he the guy who ran last time, or was this his first time running?
You know, this is his first time running. What happened was he came 80 votes away from being Gary Johnson's running mate in 2016 because everybody hated Bill Weld, and he almost beat Bill Weld for vice president, but because Bill Weld had more name recognition, Bill Weld ultimately won. But that was how he kind of launched, you know, got his name out there.
Very good. Hey, thanks for sharing. Feel free to, you know, give us another election wrap-up or whatever. I mean, I am curious to see how he does since you have been calling in about him. Ultimately, I thank you for the call, Ron. Appreciate that. But yeah, Vincent, when you're doing a poll like that, that's why I was asking him, like, well, how are you approaching this? Because it's always interesting to see how other people get out there and Like, I think it actually makes the most sense to just come right out with, who are you voting for? Rather than asking just the two lead-up questions of, do you plan to vote? Do you plan to vote in the gubernatorial election? Just presume that the person's interested and go ahead and ask the final question. And if they're not going to vote, just be like, I'm not voting. Or they'll ignore you.
Well, my thing was just walking up to someone and asking them a question.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. And it helps if you're a girl showing cleavage as well. Just give her a clipboard, show some cleavage, and then you'll get way better numbers. Unfortunately, libertarians don't have many of those. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here, and we'll talk about that pamphlet coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io. Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring a up whatever you want here. The, of course, election, midterm elections coming up in 1 week. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. And apparently propaganda has been going out on at least one college campus. I suspect quite a few.
It's in Mega Drive. It's absolutely awful. Like, I almost lost my temper today.
That sounds like a transformer. All right, we're going to get into this here. We'll find out, because you actually brought this flyer in that you said you received two or three copies of today at school.
They're all over the ground. People just get them and throw them. They have, like, sticky notes that have the organization name just plastered everywhere.
So, toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. It's Ian here with you tonight.
Michael.
Vincent.
And Vincent, by the way, is the host of Questioning Authority, which you can tune into every Saturday night, 10 to midnight Eastern Time on LRN.FM.
Got a Halloween special this Wednesday.
And then where do people go online, Vincent, if they want to find the archives?
I don't have it memorized. It's, I think, questioningauthority.libsyn.com.
Okay. All right. That's not bad. Libsyn's a good host for podcasting. All right. So, speaking of podcasts, a lot of libertarians got to know Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He's a New York Times bestselling author and has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out The Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which has racked up over 1,200 episodes so far. His guests have included Ron Paul, Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more. Topics include war, the Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and other subjects of interest to libertarians. You can find The Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher. And I just went to go and check, just out of curiosity, because I'd heard that there was a poll with the New Hampshire gubernatorial candidate who's named Jaletta Jarvis that had happened, and she'd only gotten 1%. Turns out a different poll was done at around the same time, similar sample size, where she pulled 4%. So, you know, it's not bad. 4%, if she could get 4%, that will actually keep the libertarians with ballot access at the same level of the Republicans and Democrats. It's not going to apparently get her into the debates. As I said, there's a protest going on as we speak.
Right, because the TV station has set a much higher standard than 4%.
A ridiculous standard, a clearly unfair standard. And part of the reason for this, and now this is obviously speculation, but I'm going to try to back this up, is the main party candidates will protest. If they have fair, actual, like, hey, if you're qualified for the ballot, you get in the debate, which is what it should be. If that was the requirement, the one requirement, then what would happen would be the Democrat or the Republican, one or the other or both, would say, we're not going to attend. So then they don't have a debate. Right. If the main two won't debate, all you got's the libertarian willing to debate. Or if one of the main two doesn't debate, will they move forward with it and have an empty seat on the stage? They might. In the case of a radio station, it's a community radio station. So like one of these low power FM stations in the what they call the North Country, which is the biggest county of all of New Hampshire. It's called Coas County. That's where they have the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Fork Fest. They have this radio station, and they invited all three gubernatorial candidates, all three who were qualified, to a debate. And guess what happened? The Democrat, I believe, refused to respond, and the Republican said that they couldn't make it, basically, just refused to go. So, because this is my speculation, because they knew probably the libertarian had said yes. They knew that the libertarian would be there. And the fact is, a libertarian, even one that's small government, kind of like Jaletta is, she's not she's not like a voluntarist libertarian. Even a small government libertarian will clean the floor with a standard run-of-the-mill Republican or Democrat.
Pretty much. And that, I think, is one of the big reasons why they work very hard to keep libertarians out of the debate.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
Because if you had a libertarian gubernatorial candidate, presidential candidate, congressional seat, whatever, come on TV and have people, a large number of people exposed to these ideas.
That's dangerous.
Right. It would upset the whole apple cart.
I think it could be that in the instance where if they have a libertarian candidate who's actually articulate. But I think it also could be, and because, you know, I've paid attention to a few just, you know, libertarian racing candidates. And, you know, like some of them are either like for not very articulate or for weird. Yeah. And so, but they would, I imagine, like in that case, the Republican or Democrat, even if, you know, the person won't be able to like best them in a debate, even if they do have the right ideas, is because they don't want the Republican Democrat, they don't want to give legitimacy to a third party.
They certainly don't. Yeah, absolutely. And so they have these, you know, shifty things they can do, like not showing up. Now, obviously, they want to be on the WMUR debate. If they don't show up in Coos County on some little, you know, tiny little FM radio station, okay, probably not the end of the world for their campaign. But if they don't show up to WMUR, it's going to look bad. So they worked with WMUR, obviously, and it's obviously speculation, but to make sure the libertarians don't get in.
Right.
And who knows how long it's going to take before a libertarian actually gets to 12% in a poll. Because it's one of those chicken or the egg things. If you can't get the exposure for your campaign, how are people supposed to know about the campaign to decide to vote for the campaign? Further, some of these polls, as we found out in New York, haven't even included the libertarian.
Right. Now, that's just rigged. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
But why would you think, just in your opinion, why do you think WMUR would go along with that, with banning the third-party candidate? Because that's attention-grabbing, right? That could get a lot of more ratings, right? You know, usually it's just boring two people. If there's a third person, that
great
might...
Great question. So there's a certain aspect of being in the media, and where if you are a political reporter or you're a talk show host or something like that, and, you know, we don't do this here on Free Talk Live because we don't care for politicians. We're not interested in them generally. But if you are a political junkie kind of reporter, you have to interview these people. That's kind of like what you're expected to do.
Well, no, you don't have to. You have to ask them for it. And if they don't, you say so-and-so refused to comment.
Sure, that's true. If you had some integrity, that's what you would do.
Right.
But these people want to pander to the politicians because they want to get the interview. They think the politicians are special. And so they treat them, in some cases, like royalty. They treat them very special. And so they want to get the interview. They want to pander to them. So they don't ever ask the tough questions. Or they ask sort of the politically expected questions. Like, what are you going to do about the environment? You know, not anything with any real teeth or importance, right?
Right.
They only ask the questions that allow the parties to somewhat differentiate themselves from one another within a certain sort of pre-approved political spectrum. And
right.
I'm not saying this is any sort of grandiose plan by Rupert Murdoch or whoever it is, you know, owns all the media, as the conspiracy theories go. It's just the desire of the individual reporter or the individual talk show host to feel important.
Right.
They want to feel like they have the connections to the political people, just like somebody in the, you know, the Hollywood reporting industry wants to feel like they have connections to the stars.
Right. And they don't want to lose their White House press pass or whatever.
Correct. Well, I will say it is also from the top. I mean, just being a reporter myself, I faced prior restraint from people who had no right to tell me what to do.
You had this happen recently. You are a news editor at the local college paper here in town.
Yep. It's in that case, it's somewhat. I don't really want to get into the personal
stuff.
We don't have to.
But they told you what to say.
Or hey, like Lou Dobbs. I mean, Lou Dobbs talked about George Soros, and then he immediately gets reprimanded by Fox for that.
Well,
they took down
you.
The episode.
They censored you. They took out some of the things you wanted to say in an editorial piece. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Of course, this is why we need decentralization. We're going to get back into that discussion when we get to Gab, which is this centralized online competitor to Twitter and Facebook and all that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, plus the flyer distributed on college campuses. What does it say? Coming up, we'll share it. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
USA Radio News.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world
where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
President Trump, in an exclusive interview with the political website Axios, the president talking about signing an executive order to end birthright citizenship. President Trump and the First Lady were in Pittsburgh today to honor the victims of Saturday's shooting at the Tree Life Synagogue. Ivanka Trump and Jared Kushner joined the president. Rabbi Jeremy Weisblatt did have one request of the president visiting Pittsburgh.
He is our president, and if he chooses to come here to be with us, I would hope as Rabbi Myers that he would be willing to engage in a conversation.
The Dow ended today up 431 points to close the day at 24,874. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You dial in here toll free. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord on air call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. That is how you can get on the air with us and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're going to get into a so-called voter's guide, which I have not looked at. You just brought it in here tonight, Vince, and it was being distributed in classes.
No, not classes, no? Just in public. Right?
Around the school campus. Okay,
in the student center.
So we'll get into that coming up here with what that's all about. And the toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. The Blank Home Security System is a great product, I know, because I've set it up here at the studio, and it is super easy to get started with. You unbox it, you put the batteries in, that's right, wireless cameras, and they're HD quality. You put the batteries in, put the camera up wherever you want it. You know, obviously, it has to be within a certain range of a radio transmitter. They have one piece that's wired in this. It's the hub that plugs into the wall outlet, and that's it. Every camera is wireless, and it's super easy to get started. All you need is a Wi-Fi-enabled device in order to set things up as far as, you know, telling the cameras when they need to operate, when they need to send you clips of things that happen in front of them. You decide, and also there's no contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get three Blink cameras for way less than some other guys out there. Plus, you can get an extra 15% off by using this URL to order, blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's /FTL like Free Talk Live. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. As Baraka66 says in the Discord chat, even Mark can do it. If Mark can set up Blink cameras, then that is a testimony to how easy of a system it is to set it up. And Blink is an Amazon company. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. So we're going to the phones, and we'll get into this flyer that was passed out on the campus here today in Keene, New Hampshire, and probably, I'm guessing, at a bunch of other college campuses as well. It looks well-funded. Let's go first, though, to Free Market Penguin. He's on our Discord call-in line. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, guys. I was hearing you up in the show mentioning about the shooting this weekend that happened.
Yeah.
The tragic shooting, and then, of course, there was the the bomber, although I'm not sure if those are possible potential suspicious packages that was in.
Has it been determined that those things were bombs? I haven't paid close attention to the story.
I don't think so. From what I've heard, it's like they said there's like flash powder inside of it, or it's like it's what someone who watches like CSI and Hollywood movies thinks looks like a bomb.
Yeah, there was no detonator, no actual explosive. It was they had no chance of possibly ever hurting anybody.
It's like road flares taped to an egg timer.
Well, it's one of those things where you're still going to get charged criminally just because people think it's a bomb, right?
Right.
The idea is terrorizing them. Whether it goes off or not is another question.
That is true. So, like, yeah, you tell the news stories when things were the mainstream, the big news sources, they would always kind of, when they would quote government officials, they would always, like, use some kind of wishy-washy language. They wouldn't quite say they're bombs, but they are reacting as if they are bombs. It was very strange. But there was that, and, I mean, look, we can examine those individually. But you have this guy, the so-called the MAGA bomber. That's what he was in a bomber, but
that's what they're calling him.
It was trending on Twitter for days.
That's my first face palm of the evening.
Yeah, and he had he had his van taped up. Well, clearly a lunatic. Just see a guy with
I want to know who started this mega bomber thing. Was this 4chan?
MAGA.
Bomber.
It was MAGA. Okay. This is interesting. Back in the day when all there was like mainstream media, when there was CBS, there was NBC, there was ABC. Fox
came along later.
Back when it was very limited options, and then, whatever local radio stations you had, whatever newspaper, there was this thing where, they'd say, oh, people will commit crimes because they want the publicity, right? They want to have themselves remembered, immortalized. They want to get a name, these classic killers, the Black Widow, they have these names, right? And people are still getting named. It's just now that's out of the hands of the media. Now those names happen, they're more decentralized, more ridiculous maybe than they've ever been.
Maybe a bit more ridiculous. I don't know if they're coming from Facebook or 4chan or whatever, but they're not coming from the media anymore. Well,
Twitter. It came from Twitter, I believe. Okay. And, I will say just to that, as a member of the media, I think it's still definitely the media. Like, I wouldn't have remembered. I have this guy's ugly face memorized because every show, like radio, everything.
Today when I was at the bar at Thirsty Owl.
And I'll just give my little social justice point. It's I think the media, they focus on the person, the perpetrator, just so they don't have to focus on why they do these terrible things.
Well, they don't want you to know to know why they do these things.
I mean, like the issues like shooters, right? Like issues like mental illness, that sort of thing. But because people don't want to face that. They just want to say, oh, look at this cartoon character villain.
Well, sometimes, depending on the situation, sometimes some of their writings will get published. I mean, there certainly was a the guy here in New Hampshire, Thomas Ball, who, he didn't kill anybody. He killed himself, set himself on fire outside of the courthouse. They did publish his manifesto.
Or Columbine, the sheriff's department, the police fair, they kept hidden, the basement tapes hidden, and I believe the basement tapes have been destroyed now.
All right, so Penguin, what else? Go ahead.
Yeah, so there was the bomber, the guy that he was really, they would call him, I saw on 4chan, they called him the MAGA shooter, but then he claimed that he didn't vote for Trump or own a MAGA hat, so.
Oh, wait, was it MAGA bomber or MEGA bomber?
Are you talking about the synagogue shooter or the guy who mailed the fake bombs?
So the MAGA bomber, and then
the
MAGA shooter, but then it turns out he disavowed Trump in any way, I don't know.
Oh.
He claims on Gab.
Hey, I don't know the details on the shooter story. Again, I was busy this weekend. Was he killed by the cops?
No, they have him alive.
They arrested him.
He lived.
Okay.
And he's facing the death penalty. He's almost definitely going to get it. I mean,
You know, it's some of the other things. You almost never hear updates about these people. You know, once they get put in the system and they're the ones that are taken alive, because many of them get killed or kill themselves. But the few that are actually taken alive, it's like you very rarely hear anything. There's never an interview of them. The media never goes in and talks to them.
Well, that's what fuels like the thoughts of like false flags, right? Like Dylann Roof, right? No one's heard from him after the. No one's ever heard from him actually.
Aside. Which one was he?
He was the one who shot the South Carolina one.
All right. Free Market Penguin, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, well, I just want to say, take a look at this other shooting that occurred. There was a guy that tried to enter a black church armed, and he couldn't get in. Ended up running into a Kroger. This was a week or two before the bombings, or the, mm-hmm. the fake bombings. And he shot a couple of African-American people.
He shot them in the Kroger or in the church?
The Kroger. And so, I don't know, are boomers just can't handle the intense... memes and intense radical politics online. I don't know if people are just snapping at this point, but and of course as always, I look.
So wait, are you saying that all the shooters recently have all been baby boomers?
I know that the bomber and the synagogue shooter was
and the guy in Vegas, right? He was pretty old.
See, we don't need gun control. We need boomer control. We need to control these old people.
Shouldn't have named them boomers. Thanks for the call.
Throw them in retirement homes. Free market. Throw them all into retirement camps.
Penguin, we appreciate that. Calling in on Discord sounded great, by the way. And you can do that, too. The Discord chat is there over at discord.lrn.fm. Sometimes people will gather in the chat rooms after the show where you can actually talk to other listeners on there. It's very, very cool, and it's free. So head over to discord.lrn.fm. In fact, I was checking the other night, I think it was last night, as I was traveling back from the Texas Bitcoin conference, just wanted to see how the server was doing, and it looks like, yes, we have crossed 800 members on the Discord server, and that is after I'd already purged earlier because we'd hit 1,000 and I purged out people who hadn't logged in the last month. Right now there's only 200 who haven't logged in the last month, so we've actually got a solid majority of the users of the server who have come back.
You know, come people, back and staying.
Right, and are sticking around. So that's very cool, and some have said that it is the most popular /best libertarian Discord, so check it out. And it's not libertarian only. We definitely have people who don't agree with liberty in the server, so check that out, too. Discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, this flyer. What does it say on there? Election day is November 6th. It's information on how to vote or where to vote. I don't know. We're going to get
or
into it.
Or who to vote for.
Or for whom. We will get into that coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, Gab has been taken down. What is that? We'll explain coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then we also have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms for you over at discord.lrn.fm. And Free Talk Live brought to you by the AMP program. Want to make sure you know that you can help Free Talk Live get on more great radio stations. We've got over 194 radio stations on board at various different times throughout the week, and we can get to 300. We can do more than that in theory. I mean, just it takes time, it takes effort, it takes money, and that's what the AMP program is about. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. John Ralstead is a longtime silver amplifier of Free Talk Live, meaning that he gives $5 a month to the program so we can get on more stations, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So if that's worth the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a hamburger or something, if that's worth the price of that to you each month, then you'll get some cool perks as well. Go get all the details, get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, Vincent, you were on your college campus today. You're a student at Keene State here in Keene, New Hampshire. And you encountered activists? Or did they appear to be students?
No, not activists or shills.
So who was handing out these flyers on the college campus property today?
Wasn't just today. It's been all semester. All semester. I had a negative.
Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I had a negative.
So you got more than one of them today, or all semester you got more than one?
Well, previously I would just refuse, but, you know, today I was just been getting over an illness. I've been sort of feeling mellow, so I wasn't as hostile, although I would tear down some of the vandalism sticky notes they put everywhere. Next Gen NH, and I did some research.
Is that who's behind this?
Yes. Have you heard of them?
I've heard of them. They sort of front as an environmentalist group, if I recall correctly, but they're basically a leftist activist group.
Oh, right? Absolutely. It was absolutely terrible. I remember when they first introduced themselves, they had a tent on campus, and they were putting their flyers all over the frat recruitment boards, right? And a friend of mine was in a frat and went up to the guy and politely asked him, could you please stop putting your posters all over our boards? We're trying to use those for advertisement. And he, you know, this guy guy, and usually if you're an advocate for something, or, you know, you're taught for an organization, you're taught to be non-combative, you know, sorry, sir, we won't do it again. Now, this guy starts arguing with them in public, and it's like, he doesn't, the guy didn't go there, and they say that they're a non-partisan, right? We're non-partisan. And so they straight up lied, because here, who are they endorsing? I mean, I'm not saying Sununu is better, but it's all Molly Kelly.
The Democrat.
Absolutely.
Governor. Is it only giving governor recommendations, or is it giving other ones?
Just this one. It just has the issues. And this just shows how twisted
they are. And do they include the Libertarian at all?
Of course
nope.
not. No. Yeah, well, you see, and there's not enough room on here for...
Because, right, they have a little comparison chart between the Republican and Democrat with X's and check marks.
And this shows the state of mind, I guess, of the left one, say, because they immediately start out with their issues with a negative, right? They say what they don't support. And they say, "Will Molly Kelly will stand up to Trump." I mean, at least, say what you do support before you say what you don't support. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, that sounds positive. She will stand up to Trump. That's not a what she doesn't support.
Well, yeah, when I say stand up to Trump, I mean like stand up as like prevent what he's doing. I'm saying like right. They should say what they're for instead of saying what they're against.
Well, give me another example. What else is on?
So supports transitioning to 100% renewable energy
by force, right?
Yes,
that's
yes.
The thing. So I've gotten a bunch of these candidate questionnaires. For listeners unfamiliar, I am running an informational race as a Libertarian candidate for state senate, and so I get the whole bevy of the various different issues groups, right? So whether it be the environmentalists or whoever. So I mean, I've definitely heard this issue coming up here. There was, I forget what the name of the organization was. It wasn't NextGen. But, asking about the environment, I'm like, well, yeah, it's great if we can do renewable energy voluntarily, cool. Do it. You know, if people want to fund subsidies for people buying solar power voluntarily, awesome. I got no problem with that. That makes sense.
Works for me.
Get behind the thing that you support. If you think this thing is the future of energy, then throw your money into it. Invest in those companies. Get out there and give people, money to incentivize them to look at the type of energy you think is best. But what these people want to do is force everybody to pay for their vision of what energy creation and conservation should look like.
And it's so ridiculous and draconian that even some of the hardcore lefties, I remember in my hometown, Hanover, New Hampshire, the city passed, full 100% renewable by 2050, and they designed it the same way as a Soviet five-year plan, right? They say, oh, we're going to do X, Y, and Z, and they have obviously no method to gauge if they'll be successful. And even, some of the hardcore lefties...
dead by then.
All their voters, they'd have new voters by then.
Right.
And it's like, they say it's not going to work. Even the lefties who showed up there, they said this is not going to work. The types of batteries you're trying to advocate, they're not able to store the charge. And, they're just drowned out in boos and applause for whenever the politician says, I stand up for the environment. I love the earth. And then it's just everyone stops thinking and applauds.
Well, the other thing is that when they take money by force through taxes and then they give it to a designated industry, in this case, let's say it's the solar power,
take Solyndra,
hydroelectric or whatever. What's Solyndra?
Well, Solyndra was it was Obama's thing, and it turned. They say, "Oh, it's going to be we're subsidizing the solar industry," and then it turned out to be a boondoggle.
Was that a company's name, Solyndra?
Yeah.
See.
It was just like taxpayers subsidizing a company, and then whoever was investing in it made out like bandits. And
sure,
guess what? Solar panels no solar panels by Solyndra since
they don't have the incentive for excellence. Right. If you're guaranteed a check. Or if you get a grant to where you're not actually responsive to what the market wants, and the market may want solar power, it's just that you're beholden to making bureaucrats happy now. You're not trying to make your customers happy. There may be a handful of customers who are sure to appreciate a subsidy coming in from the government, and certainly the business owners, like you're saying, the board of directors or whoever, the stockholders, are probably very happy to have a bunch of funneled money coming into their company. But it doesn't create excellence. It doesn't create an excellent product. It doesn't create an affordable product as far as, real price of whatever those things are, because it's being subsidized.
Well, it's like a form of laundering money, because the lobbyists for that company, they give campaign donations or just straight up bribes, or they give shares of stock to family members of a politician. The politician takes the stolen tax money, gives it to them, and they just use it for stock buyback programs.
Oh, but that's okay when the left does it.
It's okay when politicians do it.
Right, because it happens on both sides. But surely one side's completely blind to the other. So, all right,
So you were handed these things. Did you have any conversations with the people who?
I didn't want to. Like, I try and be nice to everyone, but in this case, I wouldn't say hate, but righteous indignation, just because of that one instance I had of a person who gets politely asked not to cover other people's posters, and we're like, hey man, why are you so salty about getting young people to vote? And that's the whole thing. It's like everywhere. Like the people are buying ads in the paper. People are like posters everywhere, emails, everything. Everyone, we gotta go out and vote. You gotta get out and vote. You gotta go out and vote. And no one even entertains the idea, no one except me, the idea that maybe these people that they say to vote for, they don't care about you. Right? Maybe there's no one to vote for because they're all terrible. They're all advocating for tyranny and they want all of us to be slaves.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I mean, if you want, I don't know what you want to do with that. We could go down that list and just, you know, tear it apart limb from limb.
Well, there's some stuff you might like on here,
right,
actually.
Yeah, so, I mean, please, let's go on.
So this next one supports ending the Border Patrol checkpoints on Interstate 93.
Okay. All right. I'm in favor of that. I'm still not going to vote for her.
Well, no, of course not. They say that because it's a hot button issue, right? They say, oh, we can get some libertarians on board, but they're not even going to give any thought to maybe freedom of movement.
These aren't targeted at libertarians. This is a straight up Democrat flyer.
Oh, no, they're targeted at young people. Yeah, definitely.
Right, targeted people. I mean, look, the fact is, people on the left are probably more likely to be on the correct side of the immigration issue. That's one of those issues where they're more likely. I'm not saying that's true of all of them. I'm sure there's a bunch of them who are like, well, we still need to have a process. We still need to have government involved in immigration. But at the very least, they probably don't like the idea of checkpoints.
This next one here supported stronger state-level gun safety measures.
What?
No.
That's the weaseliest way to phrase that question.
That's gun control.
Absolutely.
That's what that is. I mean, it's hard for them. They have to be Weasley in New Hampshire because it's hard to push any gun control through in New Hampshire. And so even the leftists, if you actually go to the hearings where they're proposing new gun control restrictions, almost everybody who testifies like, look, I understand the right to bear arms and I support that. They always have to like preface their gun control statements with statements of how pro-gun they are, because that's the only thing that actually flies in New Hampshire.
Even some professors.
Yeah.
There's that. We don't have so much time again, but I just love how the picture of Molly Kelly is her smiling and Sununu, it's him looking like an ogre.
they chose those pictures well.
It's not hard to do for Sununu, but yeah, come on, be fair, right?
That's a great
make both pictures of him.
He's got his mouth hanging open and everything.
Yeah. All right, there's more on the way here. We'll get through more of the points on this flyer, this propaganda, which, you know, again, this is probably happening on college campuses across the country, not just this race. It's Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.